Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. John, you wanted to be able to share with us about this sex trafficking and the children's situation that's taking place. Can you, this is to me, what I'm seeing is, I'm seeing that the prayer that's been prayed now for quite some time, starting potentially from the International House of Prayer, Kansas City, birthing Exodus cry and all that God's responding now, and all of a sudden things are happening that that was just wasn't even talked about. And there's like a justice movement across the earth. The whole earth. Talk to us.
Well, right now CBN is reporting that the sex trafficking industry, children, they're selling children. You think, oh, just horrific this is. Anybody at all, any person. Well, you're looking at children, says they're selling them for a profit, and this is sickening. It's a multi-billion dollar global industry. If you've seen the documentary Exodus Cry, you see that this is happening all across the world, and in the United States, this is happening. More than 1 million children are trafficked worldwide each year, and 43% are forced into sexual slavery.
Yeah, I just heard an interview just recently, too, that some federal employees who actually been trying to stop this are leaving. They're leaving because they're not putting enough into it.
Really?
Wanting America just to get intensely involved because they know right now where these children are. They know who's got them. What you do is you have Americans, rich Americans, leaving America, going to the places where they took these kids, and Americans are buying these kids, and amongst other people in the world. And so he's starting, I don't know, I'll find out what it is before you finish up, because I want to find out, because it's something you could do something about this in the context of it.
Yeah. Well, there's a new documentary that's coming out. It's called Trafficked, A Hope in the Dark. And it's produced by it's a ministry based program that's producing it, and they're looking at what's happening in Nepal, India. We have a segment from CBN. I want you to listen up as they share, you know, what's happening and how this documentary is getting the word out, and what's happening in Nepal, India, where I believe there's like India has a population of 1 billion folks. I believe there's a lot of people there, and that's just going wild there. But
what do they call it? Vision Beyond Borders.
Vision Beyond Borders. Yeah. Yep.
Welcome back. Well, selling children for profit is a multi-billion dollar global industry, and it's getting worse. More than 1 million children are trafficked worldwide every year.
And almost half are forced into sexual slavery. A Montana-based ministry has released a new documentary to raise awareness about sexual exploitation in Asia. Gary Lane has the story.
Great Britain and the United States may have abolished slavery more than 150 years ago, but today human enslavement and sexual trafficking is widespread. It's now affecting 160 countries worldwide. Trafficked, A Hope in the Dark is a new documentary produced by the Montana-based ministry Vision Beyond Borders. It details sexual trafficking in Nepal and India. Patrick Klein is executive producer.
If you're a prostitute, a lot of times you choose that lifestyle and you make income from it. Mm-hmm. But these girls are not prostitutes. They're not choosing this lifestyle. They've been forced into this lifestyle. They've been sold as slaves. Mm-hmm. I would say the girls on the streets are young as probably 15, 16 years old. But we've heard stories of even five-year-old girls being taken from the villages. Sometimes they'll actually be sold by their own family members.
Filmmaker Jennings Barmore says the market for young girls is growing at brothels.
It seemed like their sell line every time was young girls, young girls. And that was the way they tried to pull you in, and just how perverse things have become to where the selling point of getting men in here is, you know, younger girls.
That's good girl, young girl.
For sex?
Yeah, you get here in the house, and the rooms also available there. 45 minutes, air-conditioned room. And you get all things there. Facility, young girl.
Badr was 15 when a friendly man offered her a job. She accompanied him to a movie theater, where he drugged her. She fell unconscious and later awoke in a Mumbai brothel. Badr could not escape because she was never left alone. Vision Beyond Borders worker Debbie Che said, sex workers never get a break from their degrading lives. If they don't keep up their quota, they and even their children will pay a price.
I heard that they're told if you don't get a customer today, you won't eat.
Wow.
And that was really shocking. Or, you know, if you don't cooperate, we're going to hurt your child. Mm. And so even their motherhood is violated.
Some are denied the chance to experience the joy of motherhood. Patrick Klein says he's witnessed a new development in Kathmandu, Nepal.
We're seeing abortion clinics coming up all over the place, providing free abortion services.
Is that cultural for them to allow abortion?
I don't think it's cultural at all, especially a culture that's very family-based. But it seems like they're finding this is supposedly the solution to these women becoming impregnated. So let's just abort the baby and you can keep going on doing what you're doing.
So what is the solution to help rescue women, children, and others from sexual enslavement? Klein says people need to become aware of the problem. That's why he produced the Trafficked documentary. He also says prayer can make a difference.
When Christians begin to pray and cry out to God, we see God working. The powerful thing in this documentary is to transform life. When these girls come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they find forgiveness for their own sins, but they're able to forgive the men and women that have used them.
And what about Badr? She was enslaved for 15 years, but gained freedom after some Christians introduced the brothel owner to Christ. Badr eventually returned to her home village, where she was shunned by neighbors. Klein hopes his documentary will motivate Christians to get involved, to help young women like Badr.
I think when we see individual people and hear these women's stories, that all of a sudden they become a human being and that we also have a responsibility to do something to help them.
Badr eventually fled to another Asian country. A Christian woman named Deepa helped her transition into a new life, one free from sexual enslavement. Gary Lane, CBN News.
Wow. When you look at that, it's just, you know, there's great evil all across this land. And we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you to pray about what is happening right here all across the world. When you look at 1 million children a year, this is really horrific. And we can't close our eyes to what's happening. We can't, you know, make pretend like it doesn't exist and that it's not happening in this nation. Mm. You know, I remember in New York, a 13-year-old girl being kidnapped, and they rescued her after 3 weeks. She was in a basement. Mm-hmm. And that was happening in New York. But it's happening in all across the cities and all across this country as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what we're seeing is, you know, dark is present when there's an absence of light. You notice that it was the brothel owner that got saved that caused the release of the girl that was left out of there.
Oh, wow.
It's for us taking the gospel all across the world and preaching to everybody. It's mm-hmm. going to be the light that's going to dispel the darkness. And in the documentary, Exodus Cry, in that documentary, mm-hmm. they share accounts of former brothel owners that got saved and gave their lives to the Lord. It's just amazing to see that, you know, God can redeem someone's life. And even a lot of these ladies, this particular case is young children and girls, young girls. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these women, they were just restored and they were married, and just God just did an amazing work. We want to encourage you, get involved, pray. You can support ministries like this one, which is Vision Beyond Borders as well. You can go to VFNTV.com, and under links, we have a link for you to go to Exodus Cry. We encourage you, get informed. you know, they have, you can gather a few believers together maybe in, you know, amongst your gathering and look at this and ask God for that burden. I mean, it's easy to have really once you get exposed to what's really happening and begin to pray that God will continue to send laborers and workers into the harvest field and people will have a compassion and passion to save those that are just being abused and enslaved. Slaves still exist.
Well, the greatest number of slaves in the history, and that, you know, if you are a slave that has to make bricks with no straw, that's one thing. If you're forced to go sell drugs, if drug is the thing that they're using to be able to make their money, organized crime's using, then they sell the drug. They got to go grow more drug,
right?
More drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are the person the organized crime person is using to make money on
the product.
Then they will actually sell you over and over and over and over. I mean, the coldness and the disassociation from the humanity of a man that could take a, you know, 5-year-old girl and to sell her again and again and again. But understand this. It doesn't just happen like that.
Exactly.
We didn't just get here.
Exactly.
And if you go back, you'll be really surprised. If you go back and you connect all those dots, you'll be surprised how this is nothing but Ahab and Jezebel's gods that you wouldn't deal with.
That's right. Progressed
all the way through to now humanity's doing something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all connected.
Yeah, it's
all connected because God's given each individual authority and He's asked us and told us you can lay that down at the cross of Christ and surrender that authority to Jesus and let him be the supreme organizer of your life. Then all of a sudden he brings us and this nation out of such darkness and the world out of darkness. But outside of that, it is all darkness. When we get back from this break, I'm hoping you're going to hear about a brand new organization that just opened up and started this week from a previous reported federal agent that was rescuing these kids.
Wow.
And it's called Operation Underground Railroad. Although it is Glenn Beck that's actually talking about this, it's the operation is called Operation Underground Railroad. This federal agent came to Glenn Beck. I'm not 100% in support of his stance, but in regards to what he's saying right here, I'm thinking, my goodness, this is so powerful because this is somebody who's been working in the industry in regards to the undercover to be able to rescue that. In regards to Vision Without Borders, talking about rescuing. Listen up. Listen to this.
Not long ago, a horrific video of a 5-year-old boy being sexually abused in the worst way was discovered by U.S. authorities. The boy was 5 and his 12-year-old sister. They had been kidnapped and they had been trafficked back and forth between the U.S. and Mexico. Both were sex slaves to a monster of a man. Well, something happened. Divine Providence stepped in, and it took place at the U.S.-Mexico border. The boy was seen by a U.S. official who knew who he was, identified the boy in the video, and the boy was rescued from the monster. The monster is going to spend the rest of his life in prison, but a friend of mine, who I didn't know what he did for a living, he had a whole front story. I had no idea. He told me one day, I need to meet with you, and so I met with him, and he told me what he really did. He is an undercover operative who infiltrates and dismantles child trafficking rings. He was one of the first on the scenes with that 5-year-old boy. That little boy jumped into the arms of my friend, who tearfully held him, told him he was safe, the kid would not let go, fearful that he's going to fall back into the dark hands of that monster again. It took a while, but after he realized he was safe, he gave my friend a gift. It's a gift of a necklace. It's this necklace. It reads, "Man of God, pursue godliness, faith, and love." That necklace meant everything to the child. It represented his only hope. It was given to him by his sister, his last prayer. His older sister gave it to him and said, "Wear it and pray that God will rescue us." Their united prayer was answered at last, and they passed that prayer on to my friend, who told me tearfully, "I can't stop, Glenn. How do I stop? How do I know we can rescue more people?" he was wearing this necklace as a reminder of what the story represents, the most cruel form of slavery that has ever existed. Yes, slavery still exists, and what's worse, it is the fastest growing criminal enterprise in the world. And it's not happening in some distant land. It's happening here, in your own neighborhood. Nearly 2 million children are exploited every single year. The global commercial sex trade is number one, and it is growing. Thousands are smuggled into the United States and forced into sex slavery every year in our own towns. Meanwhile, our children are smuggled out. Human trafficking is a $32 billion a year business. This is why my friend needed the necklace. This is why he needed the prayer of hope that somehow, some way, this dark form of modern-day slavery might be eradicated. Why are we talking about slavery that happened 150 years ago? There is a huge problem that exists right now. And here's the cherry on top. The governments of the world cannot remedy this plague. They can't do it. At least they can't do it alone. Despite our best efforts, there is the bureaucracy, there is apathy, there is mismanaged budgets. Government shutdowns are always blamed. Whatever it is, the rescue operations don't happen. And those are the weak excuses. There are the jurisdictional restraints. The U.S. government and other developed nations that have the tools necessary sometimes can't intervene into the infected nations to rescue the kids because they don't have jurisdiction. And too often, they don't have the will to help. That's the tragic thing. The infected nations rarely have the tools and the resources necessary to get the job done. So hundreds of thousands of children are forced to remain in shackles. When my first daughter was born, Mary, I begged God, please give it to me. I knew he wouldn't. She has cerebral palsy. But I said, if you just help her, I will do whatever I can to help children. I know how God feels about children. I made a promise that was a little reminiscent of another promise made by a young Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, the first time he went to a slave market, he looked at his young companion and he said, boy, let's get away from this. And if ever I get a chance to hit that thing, I'm going to hit it hard. Well, when I first heard about my friend and what he does, I thought, how can I hit that hard? I think we have a solution. And it's a solution you can be a part of. It is called Operation Underground Railroad. It's a team of specialists, former CIA agents, former special agents, former Navy SEALs, former Green Berets. They all have a unique skill set for extracting people, extracting, in this case, children, from the sex trade. They are the Underground Jump Team.
We find children that have been kidnapped, used for sexual slaves, and we go get them. And we take them to a better life. I'm telling you, we are the people that do that. We can go in there and extract these kids. I've broken up slavery rings. I've seen what it's done to people. These children deserve better.
Now, this jump team represents a bright light that will destroy the darkness of the child sex slavery and its tentacles throughout the world. Using cutting-edge technology that will boggle your mind, it identifies the black markets of child porn production. And then using the latest in undercover sting operations, the Jump Team will liberate these children and permanently dismantle those sex rings that hold them captive. They'll then take these kids back either home to their parents or places where they can be cared for. Now, we have partnered with many organizations the world over who are waiting with open arms to care for these children, and we can do it.
I can't believe all these girls are there being sold as objects.
Well, I'm Rosie Orozco. I'm the president of a commission that is against human trafficking.
It's incredible that they are standing beside the girls without doing anything.
And they are taking to be raped 30, 40, 50 times a day in the United States. So yes, we have to work together. We have so much to do. to stop slavery in both countries. And we are very thankful to the Underground Railroad Project that you can save lives, you can save children, and we really look forward to work with you because this project can really change the life of people who are slaves.
I'm happy I became a person again. My dreams have become a reality.
To save one life is to save a whole world. And those girls are people like any of us.
I want to go to college and be an English teacher.
Estoy casi a 10 días de entrar a mi escuela de belleza. Es algo que me gusta, me apasiona.
Después de eso, quiero estudiar turismo porque me gustan los idiomas.
The goal is really simple. Rescue children from hell. I can't tell you everything that I know about the JUMP team. I can't tell you who's behind it, but I can tell you that I have seen their plan up close. I can tell you that they have identified American citizens living in various countries who are selling children for sex out of their own homes right now, even as I tell you this message. I can tell you that these children are going to be repeatedly raped this coming weekend. We received a JUMP team report that confirms that there is an individual here who just the other day distributed 8,700 child rape videos. There's another individual who just sent out, just a couple of days ago, 6,300 child rape videos. This is the tip of the iceberg. You will not believe how big this problem is, and nobody wants to talk about it. The JUMP team knows where these guys are. They know how to take them down legally and with government authorities. But without the JUMP team, there is no plan in place to dismantle these sex rings. The JUMP team has communicated already with these dark people in an undercover capacity, and they are ready and willing to take them down right now and rescue children. But they need your help. They need support right now. They need us to send them out on their mission. They need your tax-deductible dollars.
It's time. It's time for us to stand up. We've been praying.
Yeah.
And Operation Underground Railroad, which is abbreviated as R, our children, they're standing up right now. A nonprofit that you can give financially right now to stand up. We can do something about this. Not only pray, but give. Go to OperationUndergroundRailroad.org or just go to VFNTV.com and click on links, and we'll have that available there for you. We've been praying for quite some time, and we picked up the prayer from the International House of Prayer with Mike Bickle and all those that pray faithfully before the Lord about, and we didn't even know it existed until it was made known through their work there, about the slavery taking place in the world today. The greatest number of slaves that ever existed on the face of the earth is happening right now, and the majority of that is sex slavery.
Yeah.
And it's girls and kids. I mean, women.
160 countries worldwide are affected by this.
And what are the numbers?
Over 1 million children are trafficked worldwide each year, and 43% are forced into sex slavery.
Yeah, so each year. And, of course, you've heard us talk about Exodus Cry. You heard us talk about Exodus Cry and how we've been standing with them. And that was birthed out of prayer. With International House of Prayer, Kansas City. And it was like, at some point, you know, your prayer needs to accompany your actions.
That's
and
right.
So they went out and made the video documentary.
I believe it's called Exodus Cry. We can figure
But what's that? Nefarious.
Nefarious.
And Nefarious exposed it. And this is the dilemma, and this is what we just talked about was, okay, you rescue these folks. What do you do with them?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense if the church is the church, you know, then if we're not tied up in ourselves, but tied up in taking care of folks, and we break off all these regulations that strap people from being able to do things for folks. Just recently somebody got arrested because of having two hurting people in the same building at the same time was an illegal thing, and it's like nothing happened. But you have people of all ages that are hurting, and what do you do? And they arrested him because he had a teenager in the building that had an adult in the building. And there was a lot of people there. But just that combo deal created a law that says he has to go to jail now, and they shut down everything and stopped that entire work. And I don't know where it's good or bad. I'm just saying, like, that causes people to say, well, I want to help these children. But these regulations, these rules, and this evil suspicion and all this kind of stuff. And we have to begin to really, of course, the answer is preaching the gospel and our hearts getting transformed. And then out of that produces things like Exodus Cry. But our, which is O-U-R, our children, but stands for Operation Underground Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Is a powerful, I mean, it's like, yes,
yes,
yes. It's like, yes. And you're going to be able to get to them at vfntv.com, click on links, or, hopefully there's going to be a helps button soon on there on the menu that this, cause we have so many people we're connected with helping them out, but right now it's at links and you get to them and Exodus Cry. But they're doing something about it.
That's right.
They're going right this moment, this week. Think about it. And reportedly, what they're saying is that we're going to go this week and get them. We're going to get those boys and girls this week.
Wow.
And they're working in the context of the law. They're working with local ministries and churches to be able to place to carry the kids too. And they're going to turn the suspects over. You know, and that's like, wow, that's powerful.
Yeah,
that's totally powerful. But we have to realize how we got here and stop doing walking in darkness, because you don't, once you open the door up, all kinds of things happen. We got to get back right with God again so that the light would begin to spread over the face of the earth again and at least be a city on the hill for America.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.